Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big band show tonight. Oh, baby, come on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big show.
Wow, Stein, put a shirt on, dude. Oh, my goodness.
You know you don't want me to put a shirt on.
It's crazy, dude.
Oh, God, that hair. It's like Bernie Sanders with color. I fucking love it. It's like Krusty the Clown. I mean, it's great.
Time out. I've been taking Hims for the last month or so. It's working pretty good, I think.
No, that is a waste of money, Fug. You just need to get a prescription of finasteride. It does the exact same thing.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what I got. That's what I have.
Yeah, but if you get it prescribed by your doctor, it's only $15 for a 3-month supply.
That's fair. Well, I got $120 and I got 6 months supply and I got all these other gooey stuff that goes with it.
Okay. You know that stuff does not make hair grow back,
right?
And
I got biotin. Hey, listen, it's preventing it from falling out.
Yes.
So,
okay, as long as you know that. As long as that's what you know. Because they advertise, because I see their advertisements on Facebook, when they advertise, they say you're going to grow your hair back. And then I comment, I say you're lying.
No, you don't grow your hair back. The medicine doesn't. The stuff that you rub on your head and those other supplements, that's supposed to help bring your hair back.
No. The only thing it does is sometimes...
I mean, look at these locks. Are you kidding me with this? My hair doesn't look this great anymore.
You're great. You're fine. You're doing fine. No, what that shit does...
Say hi to Zero Way Play Amora.
Wow.
And say hello to our producer from back in the day. There we go. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of action. A lot of distancing going on here, but we're all okay.
Yeah, it looks warm where you're at.
Actually, Moore is about 3 feet away looking the other direction. Joe's about 4.5 feet away. So we're not close.
Something like that.
Social distancing
as a myth. Yeah, don't you want to stay 6 feet away from people? That's great.
I don't want to be anywhere near people. I don't want to be near humans at all.
When people come up to me in the supermarket now, I'm like, yo, can you back up 6 feet, please? Like, get away from me.
Yeah, that's great. It's a built-in excuse not to have to interact with human beings.
All right,
real cool, I'm ready. Glass of wine, dab down. Let's get it.
Are you going live? Are you?
No.
Stein, are you going live or no?
No.
Okay, we're good.
Pre-record.
Why are we having such strict traveling restrictions state to state, but people don't want to have strict traveling restrictions on our borders?
You can tell him we do have those restrictions. We're not allowed to go anywhere. We're not allowed in Mexico or Europe.
I'll go where I want to go. I'm an American.
Sure. We're the dirty foreigners. Bring a disease. Come on.
Yeah, how's the turn? The Americans are the dirty foreigners now, bringing disease to other areas.
Love it.
People are xenophobic against Americans now. Love to see it.
Love it.
The world has changed.
All right, are we ready to start the show? We're going to run out of time on this meeting.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, Stein, too cheap to pay the $15 a month for Zoom. Wow.
I have it on my university account, but I don't want to use that email to do this.
That's fair. That's reasonable. All right, let's go.
All right.
Dan Moore is going to make comments about UF2 because he's going to play. So.
Love it. Well, if he does, tell him to lean in and speak into your neck so that the microphone picks him up.
Yeah, that's no problem. That's going to violate social distancing, so we'll see what he can do.
Well, tell him to wear a mask. I don't know. All right, let's start the show. As you can hear from the voices in the background, we are not going to be doing our mystery guest show. Toast, do you want to explain to the people why we're not doing the mystery guest this week?
Yeah, we're not doing the mystery. Well, to get the cat out of the bag, the mystery guest is going to be Gerald Fitzgerald. And the guy can't show up. He never shows up to anything because he's a bum. Not only that, the guy's been talking a lot of trash all summer on Facebook, and then as of the past week, he's nowhere to be found. No one's seen G. He was at the tournament. No one saw G then. No one's talked to G. Where's G?
I did see him. If I'm allowed to jump in here, I did see him on Sunday at one point. I did see him get out of a car, walk towards his field, and then apparently he played, and then disappeared.
Well, can you answer the burning question that I've just been tearing Facebook up with? Did he in fact go 0-3 and then leave the tournament immediately afterwards?
Yes, but, allegedly it was because he was going to work.
We'd have to get to the bottom of that, because if the man's going to work, then that's a different story. But who's to say? Certainly not him. I'll tell you that much. Anyway,
exactly. He doesn't really have the credibility.
I don't know. You're supposed to cancel, but I don't know. Anyway, we were supposed to have him on. He was meant to be the mystery guest, and instead, the lovely third voice that you're listening to is actually the voice of our very first guest, Anthony Dioria, a.k.a. Fugman, a.k.a. Fug, a.k.a. Gug, Hung, Fugung, whatever you want to call him. Many thank yous to this man for stepping in literally last minute. I mean, I'm talking about 5 minutes before, so you are thanked for your service.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Happy to be here. Happy to promote some whiffs. I'm here with some other people in the house as well. We'll get them on as well. Cool. Our old producer is here, and Dan Moore here, who Connor Young said was a zero-way player. But I can assure you he's at least a one-way player, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, love to be here. Happy to see that you're still going strong with the podcast. Love to hear it. Love getting the tweets about it. So let's do it.
Well, and you do a podcast of your own, don't you?
Yeah. Shut up, Josh.
That's correct.
Already?
That's right. Shut up.
All right. Early.
Hey, here we go. Just how you made that comment about Connor calling Moore a zero-way player. Well, you know, and then you defended him. You said he's a one-way player at least. I'm going to have to say Connor is at least a one-way player too. But it's not – I'm not saying it as a positive. The only thing he does for his team is lose for his team. That's it. So the best thing for him to do is to be manager of the year and just manage. That's it. Stop playing. Kick him off Earl.
Say so, kind of like coach for Savvy.
Yes, but not as cool and awesome or as gay.
Granted.
Yeah. I mean, Connor literally didn't play well in the playoffs on Sunday for a myriad of reasons. One of it's definitely being he's not a very good player. Hate to see it. Team won a championship though. Manager of the year. Yeah, his franchise. His. I guess you say his organization has a fast pitch team and a yard team, fast pitch division, yard division. Mm-hmm. Earl won both events over the weekend. That's pretty impressive.
Arguably the top ranked team in terms of power rankings after 1 week of play. Speaking of
attractiveness,
they have very hot guys on that team. Johnny Whips in that speedo, Maron.
You got Dev too on the fast pitch team.
You got right. Dev.
Absolutely. He's holding all the good look.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's talk really briefly about Golden Stick 1. Golden Stick 1, huge success from what I hear, ran very smoothly, obviously went late into the day, but that's because you had so many teams. So I thought we were at 24. Did I get that number wrong? I said on the Wiffle Zoo it was 24.
We at the time, we did have 24 when we did that, but we wound up getting to 26 by the deadline Thursday.
Beautiful.
Had a couple of new teams joined. Not really last minute. They were interested, and then they kind of just like confirmed like last minute that they were in.
These are one day guys.
Yeah,
love it. I love seeing that. That's a great sign of a thriving tournament. Yeah. Anytime you get the go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it did run a little late, but I think the only reason it did that is because we had a pool that like their last game went very long, and unfortunately that those games, matchups and results really dictated a large portion of the playoff positions.
Sure.
You know, we can only really give the first five seeds, and we have 16 teams making the playoffs. It's tough to like can't even get like an 8-9 where at least they can go play. So it just was an unfortunate event, but people were good sports about it, and we had plenty of hydration and good shade in the new spot. So we made the best of it.
Sure. And you know, they used to call GSWL the Golden Stick Waiting League, but I hear in recent years, ever since I left, really, it's been much better in terms of its time management.
Yeah, a lot of credit to you for giving us some suggestions back in the day with some ideas, and we've taken that along with a lot of other ideas.
Who, me?
Simple is the way to go. Keep it simple, stupid, right? I mean, some pool play, some playoffs, we're out of here.
Yeah, love that. Love that.
You know, I don't want to knock MAW. I love MAW, but the show last night, the Lemons, they call it the Mid-Atlantic Waiting League, and I thought that I just chuckled a little bit. I was like, hee-hee. Like, I was like, oh, that's what it's like for another team to have that kind of disrespect, so it's nice. But you know, MAW's doing a fantastic job. Their events actually end earlier than ours, and they do only have three fields, so they're obviously doing something right. So
yeah. Whatever. And also, fast pitch and yard are very different games. So Golden Stick has now become a yard league, a fully yard league. It used to kind of do both. In fact, it probably used to be more oriented toward fast pitch, now much more oriented toward yard. Are you feeling happy with that, or is there any sort of desire to bring out fast pitch? Is that something that you're going to leave to MAW? And then also you and Rob Landrieu, the other real head of GSWL, you kind of... bring your heads together for United Whiffs, which we're about to talk about now.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Personally, I love Yard, so I'm happy to see Yard growing. I'm not anti-fast pitch, but I do think that the movement in wiffle ball now is definitely medium pitch and Yard League. It attracts the masses. It's a more fun brand of whiffs. Not to knock fast pitch, but I mean, you know, anybody can literally go pick up a bat and play Yard-style whiffs. Yeah.
Well, it's fun versus competition, right? It depends on what you want, fun or competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think what we do in Yard League is we offer both. We offer a lot of fun and a lot of competition. I mean, 26 teams, like, regardless if you're there for fun, it's still a big event, and at some point you kind of want to win it. So there's definitely that.
And four games
but
guaranteed,
we are happy
that's great.
There you go. We are happy that Rob Sutton up in, I think he lives in Rhode Island, from the old East Coast Whiffs, has been working with us for the last couple of years to reinvigorate our fast pitch from Golden State, called Gold Stick Pro. I'm trying to get some fast pitch going in the Northeast, but it's certainly not going to take away from MAW, who's only going to thrive now that Palisades has kind of fizzled away and become the dominant fast pitch league in the Mid-Atlantic and New England area.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's a bunch of other fast pitch leagues that exist, and then hopefully we're going to see representation from all of those leagues in the first ever United Wiffle Ball Tournament, which is going to be in York. I know for a fact that that there's at least one more team planning on signing up, because I heard about it today. I don't want to spoil it, but at least one more team coming. Wish I could have committed to it, but still can't commit due to coronavirus-related reasons. So United Whiffs, do we have a tally for how many teams are signed up yet, or do we not have anything official?
Toast, what did we talk about last night? I think we have 22, I want to say.
21, 22.
I think there's a couple of teams that are in but haven't paid yet. So we're trying to, you know, we don't want to release teams until they've paid. I do know that there's going to be some more information from UFO coming out very shortly with the amount of team, not just the amount of teams that we have, but the players and where all these players are coming from. To really emphasize that we're this united Wiffle league, and guys from all over the country coming to play a great event.
Yeah, so not just team name, but league denomination. I think that the goal, I mean, no one ever gave me a number, but it sounded to me like the goal for this tournament, right, in order for it to be considered a wild success in terms of turnout, the number that was being looked at was 32. It's looking like that number is becoming more and more of a reality as we get closer into July and, like, you know, things are relaxing with reopenings. How are you feeling about that number 32? And this is obviously a question for the two of you.
I think we got it. I think we have it. I mean, not only with the teams we already have signed up, but with the panel that we have, we know a lot of people and we have a lot of reach with that. And I mean, just between our minds, we've already thought up of a couple more teams that could come together, got some free agents floating around. So there should be no problem in reaching that goal, I don't think.
Fugs?
Yeah. I would agree. I also, I don't know, I wouldn't say that 32 teams would have been a success. I think, you know, anything more than what Texas was offering, you know, which was the 16, I think if we would have had 24, which was a number we had from the beginning, would have been a great event. I mean, a 24-team fast pitch tournament is a fantastic event. But it's definitely trending towards 32. I believe Lanigan set the over-under at 31.5. And, you know, the Juggernauts on Monday hammered the over. So I'm optimistic that we'll get to 32. If not, you know, 24 to 32, regardless, it's a fantastic amount of teams, and it's going to be a good event.
I was about to say, I was curious on when the last 30-team fast pitch event was. You know,
I don't know. A long time ago,
maybe
before I started. Are you counting amateur tournaments? Because the NJWA used to rock 60-team events, but I don't know if.
Well, I mean, even that. When was that?
Last time they had that many teams, 2012.
Exactly. So 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
If my math serves me correctly.
Stein, when you lived in Jersey, you used to go to those Wiffle Up tournaments. In
I only went to one ever.
Were they fast pitch?
No.
Oh, okay. I would say they used to routinely get like 65.
Yeah, they would. They would have upward of 100 teams at those events, but those were slow pitch tournaments. So talk to me a little bit. Talk to me a little bit about format. From what I hear and read on the website, which is very easy to navigate, by the way, if you haven't, check out the United Wiffle website. Very clearly signposted information. Love to see that. Stores actually open. Love to see that. talk to me about format. Are we looking at the standard three games cut to 16? Is it going to be dependent on teams? I don't want to use the word call out, but is there going to be something other than cutting to a ranked seeded situation?
I'm sorry, is Lou on this call?
I explicitly did not want to use that particular word. So talk to me a little bit about that format. What are we looking at broadly? I know you can't really make any concrete.
I don't know. About this. That's fine. I mean, you know, I've been working with Lanigan and Shire to come up with the rules and the format. And all I can say is that, you know, we're still kind of waiting on the total amount of teams to come up with a concrete format. But I can definitely guarantee you that everyone's going to feel like they got enough wiffle ball, and it's not going to be one of these, you know, play one or two games and you're done. I'm comfortable in saying that I think every team will be guaranteed a minimum of four games. Mm. In whatever style that may be, whether it's pool play or a triple elimination or some knockout, whatever. I think everyone's going to comfortably be able to say, I'm going to come down and play four games, and three of which definitely will be important games.
Sure. You know, and it's possible that one of those fourth games could be like an exit game or something like that, right?
Very possibly. You know, the theme of our meetings is like, we really want to make it competitive, right? Like, that's what makes the NCT this unique event. So, it's a balance. Like, do we want it to be cutthroat where you come in and, you know, you lose the first game of the day and that's a huge issue? Or do we want to have an event where you come in, maybe you struggle a little bit early, but there's still an opportunity middle to late in the first day to make a run and still get to a Sunday or a championship, whenever it is. So it's just finding this balance between cutthroatness, but also fairness when it comes to having an event.
Sure. Yeah. It sounds like it's going to need to be something a little bit more complex than just three or four pool games and then cut to the top 16. I'm picturing something with probably that has a winner's bracket and a loser's bracket. And, you know, if you fall into the loser's bracket, you're going to have to play a couple of extra games if you want to make it to the Elite Eight. That's what I'm picturing. Am I close?
I mean, it's a reasonable idea. I wouldn't see why that wouldn't be discussed. I could see like a pool play, even like a short, maybe one or two games for quote unquote seeding. And then everyone hops into some big double elimination bracket where, you know, that's pretty much what it is for the rest of the day to get to X amount of teams. And
two seeding games followed by double elimination. That guarantees four games, right? And that guarantees four meaningful games, right? You play those two games, you get seeded by win, loss, and run differential. And then let's say you're at 32. Double elimination with 32 teams is easy peasy. Now, a double elimination with 33 teams is complicated schmomplishmated. So you're going to want to watch out for that team. And that's why I'm sure it's going to be partially dependent on the number of teams that end up signing up.
I'm not too concerned, but I'm optimistic that definitely before, you know, well before the event is about to happen, everything will be released. So there won't be any of this, you know, secrecy, which unfortunately something even in Gold's like we've done before, where the format for the Open comes out Tuesday and the event's Saturday. Like this is our national event. We should be able to come out with some information a little earlier, which we've done better in the past, recent past. But back in the day, you know, it is what it is. And don't even get me started about what I hear about Texas.
I think Yard is running like a well-oiled machine right now, in my honest opinion. I know I just started last year, but I was very impressed with the product, my first tournament. Went to the Open, love that, freaking awesome. Now I'm hooked and I'm traveling up again this weekend to play. So it's freaking awesome. They run a very tight ship up there.
Yeah, Rob and Fug know what they're doing, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, they really started running
that. Point.
Well, you two really started running. Well, let's get into it. I mean, you and Bob, you really started running the ship in what, 2014, maybe 2015?
I was even earlier than that, really, like 2012.
You were definitely organizing the tournaments, but in terms of taking over as being the, I guess the word is spokespeople for the league, right? Kind of like being the managerial faces of the league now. That looks like it started 2014, 2015, and then has only increased since then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say it was around the same time as like Fast Pitch kind of started to die away in Golden Stick. And we looked at the opportunity where, you know, we had a lot of guys on Long Island that want to play some medium pitch style. So, like, let's capitalize on this. And for a couple of years, you know, we didn't even do that tournament style we do now. It was just you showed up, you played six games, you played three doubleheaders, and then you had a playoff. It was a real league. And you know what? It was a lot of fun, and a lot of people liked it. But then you started losing some of the other players. Like, oh, you know, like the Palisades effects, like, oh, I want to play for some money. I don't want to drive here and just play six games and go home, which is reasonable. Yeah. So, which is why we have the current format, which we've really kind of implemented like last 3 years. This is our idea. Yeah. Like, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. And it's the best of both worlds.
Well, it looks great.
Obviously, it could be improved, but
it looks great. And it has shades of that project that you, myself, and Bob worked on in 2015. And I like to see the simplicity there in motion. So that's wonderful. And the weird thing about Whiffs is like, Whiffs is one of the few commodities where you're not necessarily trying to grow your product, but rather you're just trying to maintain. So if you had, for example, 24 teams, 26 teams, 28 teams at every single event between now and forever, that would be considered an insanely successful product, right? You would never get any complaints. So you don't need to grow in order to succeed. You just need to, you know, survive. And if you pick up more teams along the way, then, you know, more power to you. But what you guys have put together in Eisenhower is doing quite well. And I'm really happy to see it. Funny story, actually. I got a very interesting message from Sylvester Serrano the other day. He messages me. He messages me. He goes, "How would you like to play in Yard Nationals?" Now, he's not asking if I want to play with him. He just asked if I want to play. And I said, "I don't think I'm welcome there." And he said, "Let me talk to Lou." 2 seconds later, he messages me saying, "You're unbanned from the league."
And wow.
I was like, "What are you talking about?" And then he just kind of like went away. I was like, "What is going on?"
Reach out to me too. I said, I don't make that decision.
I know you do not make that decision. That's quite funny though.
But he will pull the trigger on X, Y, so you got to watch out. He can make that decision.
Fug adding and dropping guys nothing.
Yeah, it's like my fantasy football team. A lot of adding, a lot of dropping. Especially at 4 a.m. It's the best time to do it.
Not only that, they brought Savvy out of retirement, man. So,
wow.
I feel like the world needed Savvy. You can tell it's freaking apparent, man. The guys are awesome. They haven't missed a step.
Yep.
And they are going to shake some trees this weekend. I'm telling you, tree shaking.
It's gonna be a great time.
If he shows up.
Let's talk about GSWL NCQ number 2. You said you're looking like you might be at 28 for that one.
As we have 26, but two teams current like around like 8 o'clock messaged me and Rob being like, "Hey, is it too late?" And you know, hate turning teams away, but you know, we've been trying to put our foot down more with like the deadline and kind of
you've been trying to do that since 2013.
Yeah, but you know what though, we have the leverage now because we can, and not to come off like a dick, but it's like, you know, we have a lot of teams showing up. We don't need 28 teams. Sure. Like, well, 26 is more than enough. And if it's going to be a hassle to wait for you to make a decision and be in and out, like, out. Yeah. Like, sorry,
I'll see you next week. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, that's like no one offense, of the silver nothing linings. Personal. Yeah. No, of course not. Week. That's all professional. And the silver lining is that you guys have something going on every single week between now and the end of August. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you miss this week, you're not waiting 3 weeks to play. It's, you know, hop in next week. Guess what? You're first on the list for next week. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, and we've adjusted our playoff requirements this year, where really as long as you pay the league fee, which we've reduced to 75, which also includes some free stuff, which is cool.
Wow.
It also, all you have to do is play 1 week and you're guaranteed to play in regionals. And then just, it depends on where you are at regionals. Where you are at regionals is dictated based on how many weeks you play and how many points you play. So if you want to be one of these teams that only shows up once and plays in the regionals, then you can just, you'll have a little bit of a longer day.
But can you talk to me about standings really quickly? I saw something really, really weird that the Bronx Royals shared after that first event, where it showed that Earl had won, right? So they had the most points. But they also had like 10 points in what looks like an adjusted column. Can you talk to me about what that does?
Yeah, that's no, sure. So the way the format works is that every game you win is worth 2 points. Mm-hmm. And then in the championship game, the game is also worth 2 points, but then you get bonus points for those, they're called podium points, which we've had for a couple of years.
Okay.
It's nothing new. And if you finish in first place, you get the 2 points for the win, and then you get 10 bonus points. So essentially you get 12 points. Now, actually on the MyStats system, the system doesn't let you put in 10 on one side. So you have to put in like 5 and 5. So you get to the total, or I'm sorry, 6 and 6,
sure.
You get to 12 total points, which is why it does come off weird about adjusted. But you know, Bronx Royals know those rules. They're not. I don't know what.
Oh no! I just saw it and I was like, "What is this other column?" Like, it has nothing to. The Bronx Royals didn't say anything.
That's the adjusted bonus point thing. Yeah.
Okay, that does make sense. So this is kind of like strength of win points used, which is something that Golden State used to implement several years ago.
But instead of say strength of win, it's just like it's really just bonus points. No. It is. Here's your,
Bonus. It's true bonus points as opposed to strength of wins, which were bonus points based on the team that you're playing.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we capitalized on that last year. We only showed up to one event, and we ended up being in the good side of the bracket because we won it. So, and then a lot of people called us phony and cheating and all that stuff. And they were raking everybody off the field.
Fug, how many?
Hold on, Maura wants to say hi real quick.
All right, let's do it.
Morris, say hi to Stein.
Shut up, Stein.
Oh, he shuts up Stein.
He shuts up Stein. Ring the bell.
All right, Moore, you've got 30 seconds. Say what you want.
About what?
Anything.
About don't football?
Put it in your ear. Yeah, say whatever you want.
I don't want to put it in my ear.
I'm not. Just say what you got.
Hi, how are you? Are you excited for UFs?
Wow.
I can't really hear them because...
Have to hear them. You just have 30 seconds to say whatever you want.
And you your time is up.
I called you a zero-way player.
Wow, you ran out of time. I'm so sorry for that, folks.
That was the worst shut-up Stein ever, and it's going down in history.
I hate to see this.
Zero-way player.
Zero-way player. Moore is a good dude. He's actually really significantly improved my golf game, I'll tell you that.
Wow. So good for, about good for golf? Moore. Golf is something I'm getting into.
He's also a nice person.
Wow. Love to see that. So, Fug, how many teams are making it to the Golden Stick Yard National Tournament? Is it capped at a number? No.
I wouldn't say that, no.
So it's truly an open. But whoever wants to come can come.
That's correct. And then the added benefit is that if you are in the league, you get this extra chance to make it to Sunday through the top 16 bracket. That non-league teams don't have that liberty. They have to do the old-fashioned way and play some pool play and get to a Sunday. Whereas if you're in the league, you can win three games in the morning and all of a sudden you're done for the day and you play Sunday.
Wow.
So I think that's a big...
We're going to come up and win this week and then we're going to be good to go again.
Wow. It's almost like...
Yeah, you'll play us in the 8-9 game.
Doing it with Luke Bats.
Yeah, well, listen, Toast, we're going to face you again in an 8-9 game. You're not going to hit that ground ball to me that I'm going to let through my legs. I'm actually going to turn the double play this time. I'm going to send you guys packing early and often. Mark my words.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are swinging the bat well. And not a lot of people hit me around well last year. Yeah, you got to mindstats.com. Also, while you're at it, look at G's. Look at G's stats. Because I showed up to one tournament last year and had better stats than him. That's a fact, too. He stinks.
G stinks.
Well, it looks like Fug, you've done this crazy thing where you're sort of incentivizing teams to join and participate in your league and giving rewards and not charging outlandish fees and returning nothing. It looks like you're doing all the things that you could hope to do in a league. I don't know. I might have to apologize to Lou. This sounds like a lot of fucking fun. I might have to lick my paws. And what did Lou say he wanted to do? Wrestle for a minute? Why not? I'll do that. I have no idea how to wrestle. Lou's got about 40 pounds on me. What, he'll tap me out in 20 seconds?
Let Archer lick your hands.
I'll take the under on 20 seconds.
Nope, that's the line. That's not happening.
That's hysterical.
But in all seriousness, it really sounds like Golden Stick went under this like 3-4 year metamorphosis and has come out a truly beautiful butterfly coming out of that wiffle cocoon. And it's awesome because it looked like the league needed changes. And you and Bob Landreau acknowledged that, stepped up, made the changes that were necessary. And now the league is doing well. And that's hot stuff.
I agree. That was a beautiful analogy, by the way, Stein. I didn't realize you were capable of such eloquency. That was really nice. Sorry, I'm trying to find a Golden Stick hat to put on real quick because I was, I'm prepared for this show. And unfortunately, I just have a Stony Brook and a Brooklyn Cyclones hat right here.
Stony Brook. My mother went to Stony Brook. Yeah, and so did Fug and Bob, which is how they met, of course.
Whatever. Everyone knows that I'm one of the faces of
Blazers. What am I looking at, Toast? Are those mittens?
That sucks.
Oh, those are batting gloves. I thought those were mittens because I couldn't see the fingers. Toast has his Rob Sucks batting gloves ready to go. I need a new pair of batting gloves.
That means you're a hard hit if you play with batting.
Oh, I will tell you this, though. This is actually
I saw Jordan wearing batting gloves the other day. Wait, did y'all see Jordan wearing batting gloves in the fucking fast pitch tournament this past weekend? It freaked me out, man. I meant to ask
him. COVID precautions, man. COVID.
Sure.
I want to bring up the point that he was wearing white hand, and I don't agree with that right now. Too sensitive.
Wow.
Can't wear white hand.
Can't wear white hand. Agree.
Testy. Too testy.
Well, so it looks like under the leadership of Bob and Fugg, Golden Stick is doing quite well. It looks like United Whips is in a really good spot, looking like we're going to be somewhere between that 24-32. Who knows, maybe even surpassing the 32. There's still a couple of months left for registration. I know I still don't have a team for that, but I still don't know if I'm going, and I'm going to try really hard to make it. Although now I might not have any house to stay in because Red's upset with me. So maybe I'll just see where everyone's staying and get the house next door. That's a great hat.
That would be funny. Thanks. This is our players hat when we play together.
Wow. The 2013 got destroyed in the wash. Cup champions. That was a great. Do you remember played that entire game, that championship game against fucking Way Too Beautiful, with our shirts tucked in and our shorts pulled up to our nipples? And if you watch the video of us popping the champagne, we're all doing that. Everybody has their shirts tucked in and the shorts up to the nipples. That was a great.
It was an unbelievable championship for us, and it was great.
That was very fun. That was right after Spitgate, which we'll be talking about in a couple of episodes when we have the New York throwbacks on. We'll be talking a lot about Spitgate, so Fug not going to come out.
Sounds like a lot of one-sided opinions from the throwbacks about that Spitgate. I'll tell you that.
No, I'm a neutral third party, and Winnie maintains that he made that play, and we all know it's the fielder's call.
Oh, big time.
Well, we're just now.
We had a lot
of
fun playing together. I just want to talk about our orange and purple jerseys that we wore the following year.
How fucking laced. How laced were we when we made those decisions? We were probably in the room that you're in right now. Me, you, and Winnie. And I don't know who said purple. Oh, no, I said purple.
The boat.
And I don't know why we... Oh, because you wanted to do purple and gold like the Lakers. And I was like, fuck the Lakers. Let's do purple and orange or something like that. And boy, were those
Phoenix Suns
uniforms a mess.
Yeah, but that's what you gotta do.
I love them.
People want more.
I love them. Great uniforms, in my opinion. Anyway, that's our time for the show. So thanks to our guest. Toast, is there anything you want to plug or close out on before we go?
G show up.
He said he would reschedule on Sunday. That's what he said. Sunday after the Golden Stick event. That's
what we're
looking
about. Lace them up. Let's get between the lines.
I pray that the Phoenixes play the Lumberjacks in even in an early game. That would be fantastic.
Great.
Who are the Phoenixes?
That's Andrew Stone's team that he's playing with G.
Oh, well, I have them listed as the lot, so I'll have to change that.
He's got like a logo. I think. Don't quote me on that. Well, anyway.
Well, I'm getting a FaceTime.
Good luck, Fug. Good luck with the event on Sunday. I hope it goes well. And congratulations to the eventual winner of it. And that's a fantastic painting. Oh, Fug, do you still have that 1975 Teachers? That whiskey?
Do I still have that?
It's like drinking.
You know, it's funny. When he was here the other night, he was like, dude, that's the sickest bottle of Teachers I've ever seen. And then he saw the Hennessy one.
Wow.
Where is it? There it is right there.
Ooh. That is rough scotch. It's like drinking.
And this is the Hennessy. He was going nuts about this Hennessy.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to have to let me take a swig tomorrow at lunch.
I mean, that's fine. As long as you have your own, your own drink, your own cup.
By the way, I have to buy a Fug lunch tomorrow, and that's going to fuck my whole trip up.
Wow, the rough start to the weekend.
You, pal.
Toast highly motivated to get this money so that he can get home. All right. Well, we're out of time. Thanks so much to our guest. It's been Shut Up Stein. Been great chatting with you. Hey, y'all. Stein here. Just wanted to give all of our listeners a big old thank you for working with us through 20 episodes of Shut Up Stein. I promise you that the best is yet to come. We're going to be talking whips until the cows come home, because remember, I've got nothing better to do and I'm so very bored. So please, just a couple of reminders. If you feel inspired to speak your truth about WIFs, all you need to do is record yourself for 5 to 10 minutes and send the recording to shutupstein@gmail.com, and I'll post your sidearm story on our channel. And what's more, if you want to be a guest, all you need to do is ask me. I'll literally talk WIFs with anyone until the cows come home, because remember, I'm so very bored and I've got nothing else to do. So thanks so much for an incredible 20 episodes, and here's to another 20 more.